Hello and welcome to today's presentation, Analytics that Drive High-Impact Customer-Focused Enterprises, which is being brought to you by IBM. Before we begin, please note that the slides will be pushed to your screen automatically and all audio will be streamed through your computer. If you have any questions, you can enter them by clicking on the Questions tab on the lower left-hand side of your screen and then click the Submit Questions button. Your questions will be addressed at the end of the presentation. Our speaker today is Rebecca Wormleighton, Senior Product Marketing Manager of Analytics on System Z. With that said, I'm now going to turn things over to Rebecca to begin the presentation.
Perfect. Thanks, Tim. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I'm very excited about today's conversation. This is an area that is very near and dear to my heart. So with that, we're just going to go ahead and get started. So as Tim said, we're here today to talk about how we can leverage analytics across our customer services organizations to truly create and build a customer-driven enterprise for your business. So how are we going to break out today's discussion? So first, we're going to start by talking about truly what is a customer-focused enterprise as we're talking about it today. We'll then take a little bit of a look at customer service in and of itself. Just do a little bit of a level set to ensure that we're all on the same page. And finally, we'll look at what we can do here at IBM to help you and your organization become a customer-driven enterprise. We truly fundamentally believe that it starts with building a strategy that not only is based on having the right tools and technology, but is also built upon the right foundation or infrastructure. It's those two key areas, when combined, that truly can make this objective a reality across your organization. Let's go ahead and get started. As I mentioned, first we're going to look at what is a customer-focused enterprise. So we can really ensure that we're all on the same page and are in agreement as to why this is an important area for your organization to be focused on. So first of all, let's take a look at really what's motivating us as a business to consider this as an area where we should be investing our time and our resources and looking at how we can improve it. So, why are we motivated to look at customer service and to apply analytics to it? And really, because in all honesty, our business is very much dependent upon it. I think we can all agree that the voice of our customers today is stronger and louder than ever before. Our customers can truly, I believe, they've actually got, there's greater potential with our customers for making or breaking our organization, greater than any marketing campaign that we can put together. These are some very telling statistics that put into perspective the true power of the voice of our customers and why this is truly an important area for us and our business to be considering. So, for example, it's estimated that a happy customer will tell 4 to 6 of their friends, which is fantastic, right, because that's free advertisement. But if you look at the other side or the flip side of that, it's also so very well recognized that customers will today, in fact, just stop doing business with you if they're dissatisfied. And the real kicker here is not only do they just stop doing business with you, but they don't even tell you why they've stopped doing business with you. And then to make matters worse, they actually go out and will tell 9 or 15 of their friends, which is substantially higher than those happy customers' experiences, right? And then to top it all off, it's estimated that it takes 5 times more money to generate a new customer than it does to maintain an existing one. So when you start to put all that together, it becomes really obvious that investing in our customer service organization is going to be absolutely paramount to our success. And we really do need to invest as an organization in building out a solution that allows our organization to be, driven or maintained by the voice of our customers. So with that being said, who are the leaders in your organization that are really are tasked with this task or mandated with driving superior customer service? And it's really those frontline organizations or teams across the business that have as part of their mantra or day-to-day responsibilities are truly tasked with keeping our customers happy. They're tasked with developing out loyal customer strategies. They're tasked with building out engagement models that are going to meet and exceed our customers' expectations are going to help our customers be successful. They're tasked with ensuring that we've got timely, accurate, and secure access to all of our customer contacts, and that all of our customer contacts are professional if we're going to be successful. So it's those organizations, it's our customer care, it's our help desk, it's our product support, our telesales inside, or our entry desk. It's those organizations that are really going to be the leaders in building out a customer-focused enterprise for the future. So the issue, though, that these organizations face with is that the requirements, around customer service are dramatically different than what they were even 10 years ago. You know, the reality is because of the nature of technology today, everything has changed. It is not what it once was. So, for example, now our customers, our customers don't have the confidence in organizations that they once did, right? So if we're truly going to take our customer service to the next level, we've got to very much focus on bringing back that level of confidence and loyalty that they may have with us. We've also got to learn to interact with our customers in ways that we probably hadn't thought of in the past. I'm sure for many of you on the call today, you've already expanded your forms of communication, but above and beyond just voice to email and web chat, a requirement. But the reality is we now need to kind of reevaluate those customer interactions once again. For example, social media. Look at how social media is affecting our customer service organization and look at how we can leverage and build off that channel and information to better our customer experience. Our customers' expectations are dramatically changing than what they were. Now, if we all think back to our customer experiences with an organization 10 years ago, we were very much dependent often on that organization to be the experts. Well, often now, not only are we coming into a customer interaction with a tremendous amount more information, our patience and expectations are also substantially heightened. Right, we want to get in, we got less time, we got to get our answers fast. We want those answers to be informative, we want those answers to be knowledgeable and give us exactly what we need so we can move on. And it's those organizations that are able to do that that truly do stand out from the pack. And then, so how do we do all this? What's kind of the requirement here is it's really all about rediscovering who our customers are. They're not the same people that they were, as I said, 10 years ago. And we've truly got to understand that so we can look at how we can adjust our behavior to reflect today's expectations and ultimately, become that customer-driven organization and truly stand out from the pack. So the next question then, of course, we're going to ask ourselves is, well, how do I do that? How do I truly rediscover our customers, right? And the truth is, the answer itself is relatively simple, although, maybe a little bit more complex to deliver. But the reality is we have to study them. We have to know who our customers are. We've got to take advantage of all that data that's spread out across our organization and be able to analyze it and understand who are our ideal customers. Who are the customers that are staying? Who are the customers that are spending and represent the largest portion of our revenue? And how can we replicate that customer experience to drive more in, to create more profitable customers across our organization? So we've truly got to be able to analyze those customers and understand what they like, what they don't like, so that we can customize our interactions with them. And the key thing here, as we look at this journey of becoming a customer-driven enterprise, is this activity is constantly always evolving. It's never going to be complete. We're always going to have to continue to go back to the pipe, understand what's new and what's changing so we can continue to evolve. And it's those customers or organizations, I should say, that truly do allow or are able to discover and understand who their customers, it's those organizations that are ultimately going to be the most successful moving forward. So what can we expect as a business in putting this effort forward and becoming a customer-driven enterprise or rediscovering our customers? So really a customer-focused enterprise from our perspective really will allow us to not only improve how we interact on an individual basis or individual communication with our customers, but will also at the same time allow us to continually find ways to improve our operations. So, you know, by being able to maximize each and every customer interaction and ensure we're able to give our customers exactly what they want and what they need when they need it, is going to allow those customers to, you know, of course, be customer interactions to be much more successful, much more profitable. And it's also, you know, building out, as I said, a customer-focused enterprise is also going to allow us to improve our operations, right? Because we're going to be able to be more, to be able to do more with less as it relates to our, both our resources from a staffing perspective to a technology perspective across the full gamut. And, you know, at the end of the day, the more we personalize, the more we understand our customers, the more we focus on supporting those customers, ultimately the better service we're gonna be able to provide those customers, and that better service is going to translate ultimately to more revenue, whether that's those customers, you know, going out and telling more of their friends and driving incremental business that way, or whether it's those customers purchasing more and buying more, right? We're ultimately going to be much more successful. So let's take a step back now and look at, so what have we talked about, right? So we've talked about, you know, what is a customer-driven enterprise, right? So it's an enterprise that's able to really put their customer interactions number one, prioritizes those interactions, provides a level of service and support to our customers that is paramount, and it's investing in this really does allow us to change the game. So now what we're going to do is kind of turn our attention to, you know, really where are we today as it relates to customer service, and then, you know, in follow-up from there, you know, what are we going to need to be able to do in the future if we truly want to take this step and become this customer-driven organization? So let's take a look at that. So today's customer service organizations, as I'm sure all of you on this call can agree, and you know, at a fundamental level, we're already using to a certain extent analytics and technology, of course, within our customer service organizations. We're using technology to automatically distribute our calls or our contacts to the best available, you know, the best person to address that individual's requirements. We're using some sort of a kind of customer relationship management type application to manage all of those interactions that are taking place, to capture all that information that we're learning about those customers. We've likely also got some sort of a historical reporting solution that's going to allow us to kind of monitor or measure our activity within our customer service organization, be able to understand exactly who's doing what level of service are we providing, how long is it taking us to work with our customers and provide them the information that they need. And you're likely also doing something along the lines of real-time monitoring. We're actually able to look at the real-time volumes of activity that's going on within our call center so we can proactively identify really what's working and what not, and really get in there and fix issues before they potentially impact you. So for example, we're monitoring our call volume, and we can see that there's a huge influx coming into our customer service, our premier customer line, so we can take proactive action at that point to, you know, move people around, for example, and ensure that we've got the right number of people at the right place at the right time. Because really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. All about making sure you have all the right people in the right place at the right time to provide the level of service that your customers have come to expect. But as we make this transition into this more customer-driven enterprise, we recognize now that there's a bit of a broader set of requirements that we as an organization are going to need to have to consider if we're going to truly make that transition, right? Go from being, if you will, a cost center to more of a profit center, if you will. So the first and foremost, it is really all about accessing all that data that is now at your disposal to provide a much more complete picture of actually who your customers are. You know, we've talked about today how we're using much of our contact center, our call center management data, our call volumes, our activities, to ensure we have the right people in the right place at the right time. But there's so much more information that's available to us in ensuring that we can use to make sure not only do we have the right people in the right place at the right time, but we can ensure that we're maximizing each and every interaction. And we're using that time to the best of our advantage, whether it's for upsell, cross-sell, avoiding fraud, whatever it may be. The second area that we really want to focus on from a requirements perspective in making this transition to a customer-driven enterprise really looks at the data itself. So not only do we need that broad spectrum of data, but we've really got to make sure that we use the right data at the right time and it's delivered at the speed or the expectations of your users. You know, the reality is the world of customer service is constantly evolving. It's extremely rapid, and we need to be able to reflect and you know, deal with that rapid nature of the business. The third key area that we're going to talk about today is key area requirement for success, really does touch on taking this analytics that we're going to use to make these better business decisions and really being able to embed them into the fabric of our agents' day-to-day life, right? We're not these individuals, these frontline workers are already taxed enough. While we leverage the value of analytics, we can't make it more difficult for them to do their job. So you truly need to look at one of your key requirements. And then, you know, the fourth area that is absolutely paramount to becoming a customer-driven enterprise using analytics, it really stems to the quality of service. You know, your customer service organization is absolutely mission-critical to the business. And if we're going to use analytics within the confines of that organization, it becomes absolutely paramount that we're able to deliver the same qualities of service as all of your other applications that you're using across your customer service organization. So with that then, we've talked about, you know, kind of what tools and technology does our customer service team have today? And then secondly, if we want to continue to evolve and start using analytics to become that customer-driven enterprise, what do we need to be successful in that space? So now we know why we want to become a customer-driven enterprise using analytics and what would be fundamentally required to become one. Now what we want to do is look at what we recommend as IBM that you do to actually become one, right? So as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of today's session, I believe that this journey truly does start with not only developing a strategy that has the right features and functions, but also is built upon an infrastructure or a foundation that's going to meet the very demanding requirements of your customer service organization. So as part of that, the first thing I want to do is really jump into this requirement for being able to access and leverage more data than we've traditionally done so in the past. So as I mentioned earlier, we want to access much more data than we have in the past. We talked about it's no longer sufficient to be reliant upon, you know, your call volumes or call numbers, right? We really do need to combine that detail with our customer information. So, and that customer information being both inside and outside the organization. Now, of course, the easiest place for you to start while we have all the, you know, that interaction data, as I mentioned, the easiest place for us to start is really getting into that behavioral data. So all that data, that structured data that we have across the organization already on those customers, your order information, your finance information, your usage history, your support requirements, requests, questions, all of that. We really want to start and get a handle, make sure that we have that. Why do I say it's the easiest part? Well, because it's within our organization and, of course, it's within our control. But, of course, that's not going to give us necessarily the complete picture that we're looking for. You know, for that complete 360-degree view, we also need to be able to understand why our customers do what they do and really who does what in what situations. and be able to apply that information and that knowledge to our decision making. So it's once we combine that kind of outside and inside information that we're truly going to have that complete view of our customers and can really start delivering upon this concept of being a customer-driven driven enterprise. So, you know, it's one thing to say that you need all this information in order to become this customer-driven enterprise that we talk of today. But, you know, we also understand, as I'm sure many of you do, that, you know, you can't do everything all at once. So it's widely recognized, both amongst ourselves and, of course, within you and your peers, that you've really got to choose a solution that's going to allow you to deliver upon, you know, the easier requirements, but really at the same time provide you with the foundation to continue to grow and evolve that as you proceed. So if you look at this particular chart, it's showing here that really what most people are saying is the first area that we want to get our handle on is that transactional data, that structured data that I spoke about today, that is all the information we already have on our customers. Step one in becoming that customer-driven enterprise is really getting a handle on that. From there, it becomes much simpler to continue to extend that into, say, your sensory or your machine data, to your social media data, and then onwards to other areas, your truly unstructured information, et cetera, et cetera. So if we all agree that you know, step one is about getting our hands on the data that we already have, which is our first priority, the first question we truly need to ask ourselves as we embark on this journey is where is the data coming into our organization? You know, ultimately, the faster we as a team or the faster we can access that information, the better off we'll be, because we're going to be able to, you know, use that in our decision making. So for many of you on the call today, you may be surprised to realize that many of your business applications, your CRMs, your order entry systems, your e-commerce applications are being run on System Z, which is the mainframe. So why is that? Because System Z is renowned for being mission critical. It is built by design to be mission critical. So by default, therefore, it runs many of an organization's mission critical applications across your business. So of course, being in customer service, my expectation would be that, you know, definitely if you fall in one of these categories that you see here, if you're a bank, retailer, insurance company, you know, Fortune 500, 1,000, Fortune Global 500 organization, it's very, very likely that if you look within your IT department, you'll find that System Z platform there, right? And the key thing to understand as we embark on this conversation is that, you know, because it's running our business critical applications, it's estimated that about 80% of the world's corporate data originates on the System Z platform. So for those of you with System Z, you've got a very, very distinct advantage, as you'll see as we go through today's session, in becoming that customer-driven enterprise, right? Because ultimately, we're going to allow you to get access to data, to deliver on analytics requirements like no other solution out on the marketplace today. And then, you know, the beautiful thing about leveraging System Z for your analytics is not only can we start with your most critical issue, which is accessing and using that transactional structured data within our customer service organization to facilitate, you know, better decision making at the point of impact, but as your requirements grow, as you continue to evolve and look to bring in more data, the beautiful thing is that we can take that data, we can take that golden nuggets of your social media data that you find, for example, and we can bring in that key information, that information that truly matters into your analytics fold, right? So now we can start using that information to facilitate even better business decisions, but you don't need to do it all at once, right? This is a strategy that's truly going to now enable you to continue to evolve, to continue to grow without constantly having to stop and redefine exactly what it is you're doing and why, or how, I suppose I should say. So now that we've talked about how we can ensure that you can access all the data, now what we want to do is kind of take that conversation and actually talk about how you can leverage the data, the right data here, because it's not just any data that you need. To make sure that you're, you know, in customer service, that we're using the right information, the right data, and that it's being delivered quickly and efficiently to our agents, so that we can you know, rapidly start to build it into our organization. So if we look at the requirement to, you know, leverage or deliver the right data faster for more effective customer service, there's really two core areas or ways in which we can break that down. So the first one is all about speeding up our queries, right? We've talked about all this new information that we have available to us, right? There's a lot of information. And if we're going to use that information, especially in a customer service environment, we need to be able to process that data much faster than in other situations, right? Because, you know, key to our, of course, success is ensuring that not only we give our customers the right answer, but we do so in a prompt and efficient manner. The second area we're going to talk about as it regards to leveraging, you know, this right data faster is also about the ability to support better and more cost-effective analysis or scoring capabilities at the point of impact, right? So this is all about being able to leverage the data and the new data as it's coming into your business right there and then to improve the success of your decision-making, to improve the accuracy of the decision-making. So as we go through this next section, we're going to break down these two topics and talk about them individually and about really, you know, what are your requirements and then how can we, IBM, support those requirements. So let's go ahead and look at that now. So the first one is, as I mentioned, it's all about speeding up our complex queries and response times. So really at the end of the day, you know, why is this important? Because ultimately, the faster we can analyze it, the sooner we can use that information to facilitate better business decisions, better decisions at the point of impact. Right? So the faster we can process all the data coming in across our organization, the faster we can capture and identify our customer preferences, the faster we can uncover patterns, and then the faster we can take that information and apply it in targeting new customers, identifying the best upsell, the best cross-sell, all of those things that we're trying to do, the faster we can personalize our interactions, right? So this is really, it's all about a means to an end, really. And that is, you know, if we want to become a customer-driven enterprise, we've got to speed up the time that it takes to put that new and to put that relevant information in the hands of our users, in this case our agents, in a time frame that's acceptable to them. So before we go on now, what I wanted to do is actually take a look at a few of our customers today that have been able to experience the value to their business of being able to dramatically improve our query and response time. So the first one I want to talk about is actually Petrol. So Petrol is a customer of ours, and they really had this desire to be able to leverage analytics to improve the sales in their retail. In their retail outlets, so for in all their gas stations, etc. So the problem that they were faced with is they literally couldn't run the queries that they needed to in a time frame that was acceptable to them. So by leveraging our technology, they were able to ensure that all their stores across all their retail outlets, all their people working those front lines were able to access the right information so they could identify and suggest the best solution for upsell at the point of sale. So they saw dramatic improvement because they could process that information. They saw dramatic improvement of the success of their upsells, right? So they're truly maximizing each interaction to make sure that when that customer was with them, they were able to, you know, leverage that experience and provide both a positive experience as well as, you know, improve their profits per customer. The other one that I wanted to talk to you about is Bank of Korea. So they're also looking to improve their business performance and the relationships with their customers. So by leveraging analytics from a customer service perspective, they were able to give over 1,000 of their business users access to insights that they didn't have before as it related to development of new products, services, strategies. So all of that is helping them grow their business to be more successful because they've got that insight that they didn't have before and they can apply it at that kind of point of impact. The third customer that I wanted to go through with everybody today is Swiss Mobiliar. So they also wanted to bring together their kind of transactional processing with their analytics capabilities. And once again, they're a great example of a customer who was able to improve the speed that they could conduct queries and enable them to do things that they could never do before. So in fact, Swiss Mobiliar was actually able to take queries that used to take 5 hours to now processed in just 20 seconds. So whereas it used to take them 5 hours to maybe get an answer to a customer question, obviously not acceptable to your customers, they're now putting that same, answering that same question in 20 seconds, right? So they're able to truly take analytics and use it across their organization and embed it in their operations to facilitate better, smarter decisions right there at the point of impact. And that's what's important that everyone take away from this, right? It is that, there are distinct advantages that we can look at with technology that we can use technology to improve how analytics is used within your organization. And it's that distinction. If we can put it into the hands of our users much quicker, we're going to just be that much more successful. So what I'd like to do now is take a look at, what were these customers doing to help facilitate this speeding up of their queries. And that's where the IBM DB2 Analytics Accelerator comes into play. So this is a solution that works in combination with System Z. It actually allows us to dramatically improve our query and response time. So for all your customer service organizations that have your business applications running on System Z platform and that want to access that data that's likely sitting in a DB2 for ZOS database, using DB2 Analytics Accelerator, we can dramatically improve our queries and response time. We can reduce the cost of you to be able to actually access that data across your organization. Thereby, we can reduce the latency, so we can enable you to get access to that data much quicker than you could traditionally. We can improve the security while reducing the risk of managing and accessing that information. So, this is a leading edge technology that from an analytics perspective and System Z perspective is truly changing the game. So, these customers are being able to do things that they could never do before with analytics, and it's a very, very exciting time for us. So we talked about how we can speed up our query and response times. Now I'd like to change the discussion a little bit to talk about really, how we can take that analytics and we can support, faster, more cost-effective analysis or scoring of that information right there at the point of impact. And we do that with our real-time predictive scoring capabilities. So this is something that allows you to implement or access your take your decision making, incorporate today's information, and allow you to ensure that you're making the most accurate decision in real time that's absolutely possible. So here's a few examples of areas where we've seen customers truly benefit this. So for an example, a bank. So a bank could use predictive scoring to monitor each and every credit card transaction request that's going through their system. And they're going to do this to kind of analyze each of those transactions to identify if there's something fraudulent going on. And the reason why this is really important is because if you think about it from a customer service perspective, it's always better to be proactive versus reactive. So if I can stop a fraudulent claim from happening in real time before it actually takes place, first of all, I don't need to go back to my customer, explain what I've done wrong, and apologize. Right? My customer doesn't even... not that they don't need to know, but I can stop it from ever having happened, right? Or if we take an insurance company, I think this is another great example of where predictive scoring can offer tremendous value to your customer service experience, right? So if we work, for example, within the claims department, when we get a new claim, we can actually score that claim in real time to determine, you know, does this particular claim look like it's legitimate or not? If we think it's fraudulent, well, we can take the appropriate action right then and there. But if we think it's a good claim based on all the information that we have, based on today's request and all the information we've got in the background, you know, we may choose to fast track that claim, right? So now our customer's happy because they think dealing with your organization is exceptional. So you've created a positive experience while at the same time reducing your risk in the back end because you're better likely to identify any fraudulent claims. Some other examples of where predictive scoring can truly impact quite significantly our customer service experience, and that really does come into our retail or telco organization. So once again, this is truly about, you know, identifying the proper upsell or cross-sell opportunity, right? If we're able to take in what our customers are asking for today, combine that knowledge with information, the past information we have with that customer, and maybe information from what their peers are doing, we can determine what is the best upsell or cross-sell that we should be offering this customer. So identify the one that they're most likely to buy off on, if you will, but also at the same time, maybe make sure that we're not going to give them an offer that's going to cost us from our margins perspective, right? So we can balance both. So it really truly does create a very much a win-win, and then we can give our customers exactly what they want while protecting us and our organization. So those are just a few examples of where, you know, being able to support faster, more cost-effective analysis and scoring of our data as it's coming into the organization is truly going to allow us to deliver much more superior customer service and ultimately start to build out that customer-driven enterprise as we talked about. So we've talked about, you know, how predictive scoring can impact our customer service. But now what I'd like to do is kind of take a little bit of a step back, because for some of you on today's call, you may be new to this concept of predictive scoring. And to truly understand, you know, predictive scoring and how it can help you drive or build a customer-driven enterprise, you really got to understand exactly what it is and what it's doing, at least at a high level. So really, what is predictive scoring? Is there's really two aspects to predictive scoring that we need to keep in mind. And the first part is all about being able to identify your predictive pattern or your model in data that will be used to design your outcome. So identifying, this is really, for example, so let's say I want to sell a blue sweater. I want to upsell blue sweaters today. The first thing I need to do is determine what are the characteristics of the people who like to buy blue sweaters. And then the second thing I need to understand is, well, in what situations or what are the situations that are leading up to somebody buying a blue sweater? So, you know, as this relates to predictive scoring, the first part of it is all about taking a sampling of data of people that buy blue sweaters and analyzing that data to understand those key characteristics that are going to make it likely that person is going to buy a blue sweater. What we're creating there is a model, if you will, a scoring algorithm. So this is, you know, if everything remains true, you know, we can determine to a certain percentage likelihood that someone's going to buy this blue sweater. So once we've figured out this formula, if you will, we're then going to take this formula, this algorithm, and we're going to apply it across our broader data set to help us identify all the customers who are potentially going to buy blue sweaters. Okay. So we've talked about what predictive scoring is. So now let's talk about how we can use predictive scoring within our customer service department. So the first way, or the most traditional way, is what we call historical scoring or batch scoring. So this is where our historical data is scored, and then that score is applied to all future interactions that we have with that customer, regardless as to what today's request is. So a good example of this would be our credit rating. So So generally we get our credit score, and that is kind of holds true, if you will, until we rerun our scores and understand how it's going to impact, right? So historical or batch scoring is much the same. So for example, if we go back to our blue sweater example, we maybe have determined, analyzed all our data, we've identified which customers are likely to buy this blue sweater, and we've taken that information and we've given it, if you will, to our customer service organization. We're saying, okay, now whenever this customer calls, and then anyone on this list, we think they're going to buy a blue sweater, so upsell them with a blue sweater. It's going to be more successful than just guessing, but it doesn't take into account today's information. So if we want to take into account today's information, the other option that we have in front of us as it relates to real-time scoring, or is real-time scoring, I should say, and this is something that we believe is absolutely key to building out that customer-driven enterprise, because it takes into account today's request from your customer, which is equally as important in determining what is the best course of action, because we've talked about already how fast things are constantly changing and evolving. So whereas traditionally, real-time scoring is done by ultimately having your business application, so your CRM, for example, be able to speak to your modeling or scoring application over a network connection. And so that new information has come in. We send it over a network connection to our scoring application. The information is scored within that application. The results of that score, we think whatever, you know, upsell we think is best suited for this customer, we send it back over a network connection to the customer. The impact of this approach is that it can be very, very network intensive. Because if you think about it, especially in a customer service department, that network pipe, we need to build it out such that there's no requests that are dropped or lost, right? So when you start to look at the cost and the complexity of doing real-time scoring, for many of our customers, we've found that it can be cost prohibitive, especially for those organizations that have had System C that are very, very high-intensity kind of interactions that are going on. But so luckily for our System C customers, we've invested in the concept of real-time scoring. We've been able to create and build a solution for you that allow you to leverage real-time scoring to be able to improve the accuracy and the interactions that you have with your customers, but by doing so at a much more cost-effective price point. So let's take a look at that. So with analytics and System Z, as I mentioned, we can take your real-time predictive scoring truly to the next level. And we do that because we can embed our scoring algorithms directly within our business applications that are running on the System Z platform today. So whereas traditionally we would have had to do the scoring over a network connection, we no longer require to do that. So now, if we want to actually embed or deliver, use real-time scoring within our organization, because it's embedded directly within our business application, we can be very, very confident that, one, we're going to be able to meet and truly exceed your service level objectives that your customer is going to have in this situation. And ultimately, we're going to do all this but while reducing the cost, because we're going to be able to consolidate our resources, our hardware, our software. We're going to be able to consolidate our networking costs. So we truly are making this a possibility for these accounts, whereas in the past it would have been very cool but very expensive, right? We can eliminate that concern. And in fact, we proved it in the labs where we were able to actually score in real time 3,000 to 5,000 transactions per second without having a direct impact on our bottom line. So this is just one more area where analytics and System Z platform is truly going to help you build and get the benefits of a customer-driven enterprise. So now what I'd like to do is I'd like to turn the tables a little bit and change the discussion to how we can embed analytics into the fabric for agents and stuff. So we've talked about how we need all this data. We need to be able to analyze it. If we're going to be truly customer-focused, we need to understand who our customers are. We need to give us that agent, be able to use that agent in a quickly and in an efficient manner. But as kind of an extension to that to that discussion, we now need to look at how can we do this without impacting or making it difficult on our already overtaxed customer service agents across your business. So we believe that the reason you want to do this is truly by embedding analytics, by not only having it and using it, but in embedding it into the operational or the fundamental fabric of our customer service organization. We believe that if you do that, you're ultimately going to improve the return on investment of your analytics, because it's going to be easier to use, it's going to be more accessible to your users, it's going to ultimately improve our agents' productivity, because they're going to be more efficient with their time, right? The information is going to be there, it's going to be at their fingertips, they're not going to have to go searching for it. And it's also going to ultimately reduce our cost per interaction, because we're more likely to use it, because it's easier to access, we're going to be able to identify and respond to our customers' inquiries faster, in ways than we could in the past. But if we're truly to do this, there's some key requirements that you need to kind of go away and think about as you start to build out this strategy. So ultimately, you whatever solution you choose, you've got to make sure it's easy to use, right? It's got to be able to integrate into your existing tools themselves. As I said, you know, we're already busy enough. We've already got enough applications. We need to minimize, not create more work. And ultimately, we need to be able to optimize our resources that we have so far in delivering upon this requirement. So let's take a look at that. So the first step for embedding analytics into the fabric of our organization is, of course, ensuring that you have the right analytics. You know, not all analytics are the same, not all jobs are the same. You really need to understand what analytics capabilities are out there and pick and choose the analytics component that makes sense for the job that you're trying to do. So with analytics on the Systems View platform, we've got the full broad spectrum of analytics capabilities, so you can truly pick and choose the functionality that you need to do the job, right? So you don't have to fit the functionality to do the job, right? We can pick the capabilities that make the most sense for each individual job. So we've got Cognos Business Intelligence for Systems View. So this is really about your historical reporting, your monitoring capabilities, your window into your historical information allows you to analyze it. We've got our SPSS for Systems View Predictive Analytics capabilities. So this is the full spectrum of predictive analytics capabilities, including the scoring capabilities that we talked about earlier and the modeling. And finally, we've got TM1 for Systems View, which is our performance management solution, which really does facilitate much of the planning around operations, making sure that our budgets align with what we're trying to accomplish, so that bigger picture. So it really does, you know, what is your organization trying to do? How could you best use analytics? Now let's identify the solution to start with that's best going to meet those needs. And then the beautiful thing here is, of course, we can continue to grow. So the same way we can continue to add on additional data sources that we want to access and analyze, we can also continue to add on the level of sophistication from an analytics perspective that we want to use within our customer service organization. Now, the key thing about the technology, the analytics solutions, or capabilities that are available on the Systems View platform is they truly have been designed from the ground up to be easy to use. So much like Systems View has been designed from the ground up to be the backbone for your organization, to run your mission-critical applications, to ensure the availability, scalability you're looking for, same with our business analytics capabilities. You know, they have been designed to make it very intuitive and easy for your users to navigate and to understand the information they have in front of them. We've got a level of pixel-perfect reporting that is unparamounted. You know, so if we want to put analytics into the hands of our actual customers, we can do so with a professional, confident look. We've got advanced filtering and advanced analysis capabilities. So, you know, we're not limited to just the information that we see in front of us. We can, where appropriate, as a customer service organization, continue to dig in that data to truly find out maybe why something happened versus just what happened. And then we can incorporate or integrate our analytics capabilities into Microsoft Office. So if we need to share that information with others outside of the organization, we can do so, you know, in a consistent, easy, professional manner. And then finally, you know, we can leverage our analytics capabilities with our mobile devices, whether that be our tablets or our smartphones. So, you know, you're not limited to sitting at your desk you know, managing what's going on in your customer service organization, you can truly do that from wherever you are with your mobile device. So truly an easy-to-use solution, which is absolutely important to bringing in technology to an already, you know, busy and overloaded organization. The next key area about our analytics and systems platform is our ability to integrate into your existing tools. Right? We've talked about this a little bit already about how busy your agent, your customer-facing staff, customer service workers are today. Right? We can't throw another application at them and ask them to learn it. Right? With our capabilities, we can take it, we can embed it through our mashup capabilities and actually be able to embed that in analytics into that agent's desktop. So truly make it simpler and easier, help those agents be more productive, help those agents use that information, help them deliver better decisions, because it's truly there as an integrated single solution, through a single pane of glass, if you will. The third area that I wanted to talk to you about is, as I said, our ability to optimize our resources. So there's really three key areas where we really do want to optimize our resources. So it's our agents, our costs, and our time. So from our agents' perspective, you know, obviously I'm sure we can all look at our day-to-day responsibilities within our agent community and identify some activities where maybe it's more routine in nature that we really would like to offload to our customers to allow them to, for example, just search on something themselves. Well, with our analytics on systems and capability, not only do we have that professional pixel-perfect reporting that I talked about, so we can give our customers access to information in a professional-looking manner, but we can also provide the scalability to ensure that our customers, when they're doing this analytics themselves, when they're accessing their own reports, if you will, on the status of their account, that it's going to perform, it's going to be fast, it's going to be effective, it's going to meet their expectations. Because there's nothing worse than trying to do this and then having it, go slow or be bogged down. Our customers are going to go elsewhere, and we've created a negative experience. So you can be confident that you can provide that level of service that you expect. We can also dramatically reduce the cost. So we can reduce the hardware and the software investment of delivering analytics. Why? Because we're able to bring analytics to our systems platform, to our data, so we can be much more efficient with our resources. And then leveraging the core strengths of systems for analytics, we can help you get up and running with new analytics initiatives much faster than you could before. It's way easier to add on more users, to access more data to an existing infrastructure where we just need more processing time. So we can help you start to take advantage of this technology, reduce the time it takes to start experiencing the value of analytics across your organization. So the requirement, the final requirement that I'd like to talk to everyone about here today is really about doing all of this with the confidence and the qualities of service that our customers have come to expect. The reality is that, you know, we recognize it. Customer service is absolutely mission critical, right? It can make or break us from an organization's perspective. I go back to this example quite a while ago in my career where we had working with a customer. It was right when cell phones first came out. Fantastic new idea for, you know, the cell phone in the box. You just call, you activate it, and great. The problem is that the customer service organization didn't know to expect the volume of calls that would be coming in as a result of this. And because they weren't prepared, the quality of service, the time it took to answer the calls, to have the available agents on staff, almost made what was an extremely successful initiative, almost made it have a negative impact on the business because of the negative perception that it created. Right, so no matter what you're doing within a customer service organization, it always comes down to quality of service, and analytics is no different. If you're going to embed it into your organization, if you're going to embed it into your customer service group, you really need to ensure that you pick a solution that is going to give you the scalability, the availability, the reliability that you know you apply to all your other applications. So it's going to allow you to manage and, you know, ensure the security of this, you know, your customer's personal data. It's absolutely paramount. And it's got to ensure that you can kind of respond and use it in a timely and effective manner. And once again, that's truly where SystemZ comes into play. You know, SystemZ is, as we said, designed from the ground up to be to support mission-critical workloads. And analytics and customer service is, of course, a beautiful fit within that. So leveraging SystemZ, we can ensure that for your analytics initiative, that we can ensure a high level of security for that very important data. We can ensure the 5.9's availability that you've come to expect that you're doing with your phone system. We can apply that, for example, to your analytics system. We can ensure that we can perform even during the peaks in customer volume, so that we can know that, you know, we're never going to be slowed down. We can always accommodate, you know, grow or changing volumes. We can prioritize our workloads. So we, you know, once we identify those key customers that we want to support, for example, you know, we can ensure that especially those inquiries continue to rise to the top. And we can provide an integrated disaster recovery solution, so you can be confident that, you know, everything's always going to run smoothly and as you would require. So to summarize today's discussion, you know, supporting or delivering or building a customer-focused enterprise with analytics on SystemZ is truly going to change the game. You know that when you look at this solution, we're going to help you be able to integrate all your data from your social data to your operational data. We're going to enable you to deliver real-time analytics at the point of impact with your customers. We're going to be able to provide the quality of service that you've come to expect. And you know, most importantly, is we can do this without, for example, having an impact on your business applications, say, today. We can know that both of those solutions can run you know, side by side and deliver upon the performance expectations that our users have come to expect. So with that, where do we go from here? So for those of you in the audience today who come from the customer service department, you know, I highly do urge you to look inside and say, you know, do you have all the insight that you need? Do you have access to the data that you need that's going to give you the answers that you need, that's going to enable you to deliver the quality of service or the customer service that your customers demand? You know, can you support the always-on world of customer service as it relates to your analytics solution? And then for those of you in IT, you know, we strongly urge you to look at your customer service department, approach them, confirm that they've got the data that they need to do what they're tasked with. You know, can they use the analytics to the full competitive advantage that it potentially is there? You know, can they do so cost effectively? You know, is there ways that we can help them, you know, get what they need with analytics, but more cost effectively? And we believe very much that the answer to that is absolutely yes. So with that, I'd like to close out today's discussion. Of course, if you're interested in learning more, there's some resources that are available here to you. And for now, what I'd like to do is open it up to questions. Tim?
Great. Thank you for your presentation. I'd like to take this time to remind everybody that you're participating in the presentation Analytics That Drive High-Impact Customer-Focused Enterprises, which is being brought to you by IBM. We're now moving on to the question and answer portion of today's presentation and encourage you to enter your questions by clicking on the questions tab on the lower left-hand side of your screen. We will respond to as many as time allows. Okay, Rebecca, what are some of the shortcomings of how the analytics we need to do our jobs is being delivered today? What should we be thinking about as we try to get the most current views of the customers?
Sure, great question. Thanks, Tim. I think one of the biggest issues that we're faced with analytics today is truly how we've built out our analytics infrastructure and capabilities, right? So traditionally, analytics has been, you know, we've taken our data has been created, for example, on a SystemZ platform. It's then been taken offboard down into another departmental kind of data warehouse, operational data store to facilitate the analysis of that data. The problem that we're faced with is, while that used to work, you know, back in the day, that's no longer going to be sufficient. And a good example that I like to bring into the to this discussion is really email. If we all take a step back in our careers and go back kind of 15, 20 years ago, when the introduction of email, it was definitely a solution where, yeah, it was very cool to have. Really, our primary form of communication was the telephone. You know, the availability of email was less important. It was probably down at least 4 hours a week. It was definitely not real-time in nature. You know, it would probably take could take upwards of a day to deliver an email, that kind of thing. Well, today our expectations, as I'm sure all of you will agree, is vastly different for email. Our expectations that it is almost real-time, that it is very, very secure, that it is highly governed, that it is archived and available, right? So from a supporting perspective, there's no way we could continue to build out our infrastructure that, to support today's requirements using our old thought processes, if you will. And I contend that the same is true for analytics, especially in an organization such as customer service, right? If we continue to deliver analytics on a server under our desk, we'll find that it's always going to be coming up short. So we really do need to find ways to maximize that customer service, maximize our availability, our scalability, and ensure that it's always up and running and available to do the job that we do. And that really does mean, you know, not building multiple siloed individual departmental approaches to the strategy, looking across the enterprise and how you can improve it overall.
Okay, thank you. Can you recap on how System Z can bring social media into the view of information we get from structured data?
Sure, absolutely. So social media is such an interesting concept. So really, at the end of the day, there's lots of different new technologies that are coming out and available for you for accessing and understanding social media. Because let's be honest, social media has a tremendous amount of data associated with it, not all which is relevant to us in our discussions and what we're doing. So from a social media perspective, there's generally today on-premise solutions, so solutions that allow us to take data from our social media vendors such as Twitter or Facebook, bring them into what we would call generally what most people refer to as a Hadoop system, which and allows for the analysis of that data. Or there's off-premise or cloud solutions that allow for you to kind of do the analysis of that data off-board or off-premise within a public cloud solution. So as it relates to you know, System Z and kind of bringing in that data, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want to you know, necessarily analyze all of that data, right? What we want to do is we want to identify the data that's valuable, that's important. I like to refer to them as the golden nugget. So identify that information that truly matters, and then be able to, what we can do with System Z is we can bring that meaningful or valuable information into the same fold as our you know, business applications, our business data. And now we can bring all of that information together and analyze it for a much more complete, integrated, total solution all together as one.
Okay, great. It looks like we have time for one more question. You mentioned that that this solution could reduce the cost of analytics. Can you please explain that a little more? I have to assume System Z is more expensive.
Yeah, you know, that's a funny question, and you're right. You know what? Absolutely. I mean, if I were to compare the cost of System Z to, you know, a single, for example, x86 server that's running on under my desk, absolutely, you're right, it's more expensive. The reality, though, is a single server is never going to be able to be sufficient to do what we actually want it to do, especially as we get into the realms of all this new data that we're trying to analyze. So I think the best example of this is actually our own internal Blue Insight story, and this is an example of where we've used, we had analytics initiatives all over the organization, kind of far and wide, and we, leveraging the System Z platform, we've actually been able to consolidate all of our analytics. Originally, it was over 100 different kind of projects across the organization, but I think it's now over, it's probably, think it's maybe 650 different projects across IBM. We've been able to bring all of that together into one single solution. We're supporting over 450,000 users across our internal, you know, IBMers and customers. We're accessing over 900 different data sources. So, you know, this has allowed us organizationally to dramatically reduce the cost and complexity. In fact, we estimate that we can reduce our analytics costs by $5 million a year, and that's the hard cost alone. So that doesn't include the additional value that we would see from, you know, putting analytics into the hands of much more users. So, you know, because we can do so much more with the SystemC platform, we can dramatically reduce the cost and complexity of using analytics within your customer service organization because we can be so much more efficient.
Okay, I'd like to thank today's speaker for taking the time to join us today, and I'd also like to thank today's sponsor, IBM, for making this event possible. Thanks for joining, and have a great day.